She's singing, which direction we are going.
There's
no knowing where we're rowing, or which way the river's flowing. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane blowing? Not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing. Are the fires of hell like growing? Is the grisly reaper mowing? The danger must be growing, for the rowers keep on rowing, and they're certainly not showing any signs that they are slowing.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another episode of the Roscoe's House of Chips podcast. I'm your host, D-Man, along with Cody.
What's up, bitches?
Sorry, Chody. And Wade.
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Today we've got two special guests. We've got Chewy. We've got Spence.
That's me.
Yeah. And really quick, we need to give a shout out. Spence is one of our first guest, actually the first guest, if I'm not mistaken, back on episode, what is it, two? Three?
Three.
Three?
Episode three.
Episode
and
three.
And he was also our first return guest.
On episode four.
On episode four.
Episode cuatro. Niggity, niggity, nice.
I don't like that term.
Niggity, niggity, rice?
That's much better.
Perfect, thank you. All right, gentlemen, before we get started here.
Oh, fuck me. What? What?
I'm not going to fuck you. We've had this conversation.
Oh, God. I pay you enough.
Lube, and we'll talk. Okay.
I spit.
Sometimes, off the air, sometimes I feel there's a bit of tension here.
Bit of tension?
Right and left. And I should say right and left, not my hands. You are both sitting to my right and left. Here's the problem.
Bring it.
I think you take things too personally.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
And you push really hard.
Right.
And it comes off wrong.
Douchey.
Because I think sometimes you feel... Well, okay, hold on. See, I think sometimes when he does certain things, like comes up with his own intro and stuff, I think you wrong.
God.
No, hold on. I'm not done being an asshole yet.
You are being an asshole.
Well, this is true. But I'm never much of an asshole, so it's my time. No, sometimes I think you feel belittled, and I don't think that's the case. But I think, because of how you come off, that's why it's perceived that way.
No, see, what you're not seeing is that Wade and I work together.
I am not wrong.
No. Yes, you are.
Son of
shut
a
the
bitch.
I'm going to beat you.
Where's
the
gun?
It's upstairs. What you don't see is when previous guest Nate and him are at work together, and I'm there. What is it, Wade? What am I? What am I?
I don't know.
You do too.
You
no.
Do
fuck
know.
Quit lying. Quit lying.
Smile.
What am I? What am I?
Ball washing
bastard. You're a squishy doll.
Stuffy doll.
Oh, whatever the hell it is.
I'm your fucking stuffy doll.
Oh, shit.
So you, no. The okay. belittling
well,
is very true.
Okay, well, I'm just.
It's not belittling. Well, okay.
Totally belittling.
Hey, I'm just saying the way I see things. Just saying. Like today, gliding. He would come up with something, and all we hear is, yep. So that leads me to believe that there's tension.
Right.
Just saying.
No, because, okay, well, we're glad.
Now, granted, hold on. If you were masturbating, then I apologize for interrupting you in any way, shape, or form.
No,
if you were gliding and smacking, I apologize.
No, I
was gliding and fapping, sorry. Tyler, shut up, please.
I was actually at work, and I wanted to say something so that you guys knew I was listening and paying attention, but what I was doing at my job at that point, I really couldn't talk too much. And Wade picked up on it, and Wade actually opened up his own personal glide with me. Sorry, Dave.
Knew it.
And
that's
I
all right. We all have our own glides where we all make fun of each other that we don't know about.
Yes.
Because he's our...
So I explained to Wade why I was pissed off today. Because I was pissed off today, but it had nothing to do with Wade whatsoever.
I apologized to you when I was here last night, so don't even pull that shit.
Wade shared the intro that everybody just heard, which was fantastic.
Yes.
But when you share it on Glide, you don't get that phasing effect. And so I told him on Glide,
right,
I needed to hear it with the headphones on.
Right.
Right. So why I was pissed off was just work-related shit. I was at work for an extra hour and a half today, and I was just fucking done.
All right, all right.
Considering it's Friday.
No, but I do.
But I...
sorry.
But... Go ahead.
So, but I...
But no, what I'm trying to say is I'm just saying from my side, I feel like there's tension all the time. But maybe it's because you guys work together, you jerk together, and I don't... I'm not around for that.
He doesn't cuddle
and
anymore.
And you guys are on Glide 24/7, and I can't keep up with you. So I feel like the outcast sometimes.
Sorry.
Because I hate my job, I have to pay attention to every little freaking detail about what I'm doing. So when I'm trying to glide and jerk, that's another thing. If I pause what I'm doing for a minute, and I, you know, all right, doors are closed, windows are closed, and it's time to fap, all I get are these Glide interruptions all the goddamn time. You know how annoying that is?
Yes.
But, all right.
No, actually...
And the other thing that pisses me off... Nah, go ahead, Broseph.
Okay, so... No, I can see what you're saying, you know. Cody and I have a strange relationship, and I actually kind of like it. Like... No, shut the fuck up.
No, he's got a hole in his fucking
I'm
leg.
Dripping, dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, Garcon?
Oh, fuck you.
Paper towel?
So, and what it is... Honestly, there's always that tension between Cody and I, and I think it's great. Like, we really are so different on the way we think and do things that's why we're so productive and do things well together. When we learned how to, like, finally work together and stuff, I think that's when we get a lot done and different things is because we see things so differently. But, yes, there's times I am extremely forceful, and Cody is like, what a douchebag, and it comes across as dicky. I get it.
Yep.
Well, that's cool. As long as we're all copacetic.
Oh, yes.
A word I learned from Chody today.
That's great.
Oh, that was a word of the day, copacetic.
Yay. Yes.
And to cut in again, so.
God damn it.
Yes, I do. So, again, sorry, fucking with my mic. So we have Spence here, so we're probably going to ask him some of the same questions that we did back in the day, but that's okay. On our way here, we were listening to a previous episode, Hot Night with Amanda. Miss you, Amanda. So,
she won't listen.
Chody
to this.
Here. Chody, sorry, Spence here. We were listening to the part about is it gay with the woman strapping it on and going in the guy's ass, and what we heard was it's gay if a guy does it. It's not gay if a woman does it. What are your thoughts and open onions? I mean opinions.
I agree. I think if it's a chick and there's no guy involved, it's not gay.
Well, what if
well,
that's
I mean,
all
if
she's
the guy's
doing?
Getting plowed, though, is what I'm saying.
No, I understood the concept.
All right,
yes.
Sorry, I'm
no,
an idiot.
I mean, fuck, it's a girl.
Right.
Yeah, it's a girl. She's hot. She can do whatever she wants.
Let me interject.
Maybe I'm confused.
Not
is this
gay.
Coming from someone who's experienced this?
No.
All right. That was a pretty quick
that,
no.
Yeah, awfully quick there. Spence.
Which either means he's done it or he knew I was an asshole and was going to come up with it. So,
so wait, I'm open minded to the idea of it.
Wait, so you don't think it's gay if a woman puts on a strap on and fucks a dude in the ass?
Nope.
You're gay.
No, you're
gay.
The only one at
not
this
gay.
Table, Cody, that has that opinion.
Because it's the right one.
No.
Yes.
If there was three
you
more of you, you would be able
it's
to have a better opinion.
One.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to tie his ass up, and we're going to do it. If he enjoys it in any way, we'll call him gay. If he doesn't like it, then it's not gay.
I think we're on to something.
I
there.
Can agree yeah. to that. We're going to have to clear up a
you're
lot.
You're
going to
agree to that?
Yeah. We're going to have to clear up a lot of equipment off the table.
I think we'll have to wait for a vidcast on that one.
A lot of red tape involved, too.
Yes.
So, when the...
That was a ginger what? Joke.
Your thoughts, if a girl is fucking close. You in the ass, is that the only thing that happens that night?
Yeah.
No. What do you mean, yeah?
That's the only
that
thing
is
that
not
happens.
The only thing that happens.
You are talking of a man of
I'm
experience.
Not so you just, you're going to go, you're going to get with the girl and she's going to fuck you in the ass and then you're going to like, all right,
some
see
guys
later.
Will do that.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
You, no. That's... No.
I guarantee you those interactions have happened.
I believe you were being summoned
by
Offspring.
Yeah, he's good. I'm having an argument right now.
So there's no oral, there's no vaginal sex, there's nothing else happening, just
a dude
strap
goes
on
in
the ass.
Yeah. And he couldn't find the transvestite that he wanted.
No, wait. We're talking about like a girlfriend or steady like wife, not some random like, hey, come fuck me in the ass.
Okay.
What the fuck are you trying to talk about?
You just got owned. I love this fucking guy.
No, all I can think right now is I'm going to pull this sound clip. Oh. I'm going to fuck you in the ass. No. Okay, in that situation, yes.
That's what what other situation? Wait,
if a guy is like, hey, goes up to the chick, pays her $150 to put the strap on and fuck him in the ass. Yes, that is gay.
That doesn't happen.
That does happen.
That is not what you've been saying in the last month.
No, that's exactly what I've been saying.
No, you have been saying if it occurs.
No, because every time we've talked about this, it's been the girl taking the strap on and putting it in the dude's ass. That's all the circumstances have been.
Right.
That is the circumstance. Nothing else is going on.
That is, okay, hold on.
But
the
for you to believe that is the only thing that is going to happen.
That is the only thing that's
going to happen. In the entire scenario, that doesn't.
I guarantee it.
That might
be
gay.
I guarantee
that
happened. That
might be gay. But.
Thank you.
With a girl. No, it's.
But I agree with you.
That's one in a million, Cody.
No, it's not.
It's one in a fucking million. Don't give me this shit.
It's not one in a million.
It is.
Fuck you.
It's not common. It's not.
Do you promise?
It's not common, but it's not uncommon either.
The other scenario happens way more. Why would you think?
It does happen way more.
Okay.
Because, under that circumstance, a wife, a girlfriend, and you like getting plugged in the ass with the strap on, it's not gay because you're there.
Exactly.
You're going to do other stuff. I agree with that. But if it's just a dude, which does fucking happen, gets the prostitute or transvestite or whatever.
Well, if it's a transvestite, it's really a dick.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, here's what we're going to do. We're settling this goddamn thing. There needs to be truth in numbers. So we're going to go up and down your street. We're going to knock on all your neighbors' doors. And I guarantee you we're going to get at least one, two, or three.
Jesus fucking Christ. You talk about a scenario that's one in a million, Cody.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No.
Okay. You talk about a scenario that
okay,
is.
Okay. Dave agrees with me, too.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. A million times people get this done. Okay, and there's vaginal penetration involved. There's that one chance that the guy walks down the goddamn road and says, hey, I want a dildo in my ding-dong in my ass. Okay, you understand? You understand? And that's the one in a million chance.
No,
you're playing on that.
No,
you know what?
Yeah. Fuck you.
No,
okay.
It's not playing.
I'm done.
All right, here's
I'm
the deal.
With this conversation. Right. I'm fucking mad.
I'm going to add one more thing. We're never going to settle this. Every guest that comes on from now on, we're going to ask them this question. And then we're going to have strength in numbers. Okay, so apparently we're going to move on because we're all right and Cody's wrong. Now.
Okay.
No, you just fucking agreed with me.
Well, shut up.
One in a million? I agree with you if it's one in a million.
It's not one in a million.
He just gave me $20 under the table, so of course I'm going to agree with him.
Oh, God damn it.
Jesus H. Okay, now I need to shift the tables to a little something else.
What's up? What else do you have to ask?
Damn
Spence?
It. Well, I had it. Well, no, for him, I don't even want to even acknowledge he's here.
Oh, I love this guy. I love him. I love the shit out of
this guy. There's something that I want to bring up, and that would be a... I wouldn't call it a new segment, but it's something that's going to happen from time to time, and I call it Roscoe's Raging Rants.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by...
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. This... Wade! Oh, sorry. Anyway, no, actually, I got this great rant from yesterday, and that...
It doesn't sound great so far.
Oh, fuck that fucking place. So I go on this field trip with
Dude, that pizza we had tonight was great.
Went on this field trip yesterday with my daughter, and we went down there on a train. Okay, now I want to set the scene. We go down to Seattle on a train, guys, with second graders. And we get down to Seattle, and we have to walk a mile and a half to get on the monorail with second graders uphill. And then we have to get in the goddamn monorail.
In the
snow? No, fuck you. In the rain. That should surprise everybody. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we get on the monorail, and then we go there, and we walk around and shit. And that's fine. Okay, and the ride there was cool, except for the fact we'd go through a tunnel and the little bastards would be like, but whatever. So we spend the whole day there. Well, my wife packed this lunch. Mm-hmm. When I'm talking lunch, it was a backpack full of all kinds of shit. And
Ash
I was,
brownies?
No, it was just candy and all kinds of shit. Well, I had been up all the previous day, and I'm out there with all these kids, right? So we spend the day down there, blah, blah, blah.
Those days suck.
Then we walk down that mile and a half back to the train downhill.
In the snow.
No, the sun was out this time. Now I'm sweating and roasting. And I get on the damn train, and I pass out. Because I've been up for 38 hours at this time. Nobody's watching my daughter. She gets inside the lunch basket thing, pulls out all the candy, and starts sharing with every motherfucker on that train. So now we've got...
Hey, that's a sweet daughter to know how to share.
That's great.
It's awesome.
But here's the bitch part, okay?
All the now, other fucking kids get a sugar high.
Everybody's got a sugar high, and I wake up, I shit you not, guys, from like 1 hour nap to two kids. One kid's, they're spread eagle in front of each other, punching each other in the balls. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And then they start choking each other. I'm like, what are you doing?
And these are two boys.
Two boys.
Well, if they have balls, yeah.
Yeah.
Or training.
And I'm like, what are you doing, bro? He's like, well, this is a game. I'm like, it's not a game. I was so fucking pissed, dude. And these kids are laughing. And what was pissing me off more than anything else was there was adults sitting there watching, horrified, but they're afraid to say something because nobody wants their fucking get in trouble or be sued or shit, right? So finally I wake up. I'm done. I've had 1 hour of fucking sleep in like 38 goddamn hours. I look at these little shits. I'm like, look, next one of you that fucking hits another one in the balls, I'm hitting him in the fucking balls. That's it. You want to be choked out, you little shit? I'll choke you the fuck out right now. And these kids are like, it would be different if you did it. Why? Because you're bigger than we are. Exactly. You little fuckers. God damn. What's up with these kids?
So fucking quit it.
No, I never. If I would have punched my friend in the balls in front of my dad would have fucked me up.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with these little fuckers?
Or you just kick your dad in the balls.
God damn.
Schools have money set aside for being sued. Everyone is fucking scared to be sued. And it's because it's parents today. We don't.
No, yeah. No. It's the fucking society that we live in. We all fucking the society is turning everybody into fucking pussies.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a conversation at work today, and this is my rant, and it fucking pisses me off. I had to talk to somebody.
That
about,
pizza was pretty good, though, wasn't it?
God damn you!
I enjoyed it.
All right, nice.
I had to talk to someone about a project that I've been working on that I got some help with, and he totally fucked it up. Just royally.
And NB? So,
yes.
You talked to NB?
Yes.
Fuck yeah. Did he scream like a bitch?
No.
Okay.
He did the whole, well, I just didn't feel like, I didn't feel. Fuck you and your goddamn feelings. This is a fucking job. Is this a fucking preschool? Jesus Christ, are you fucking 2 years old? And he took my ball.
He definitely was one of those guys that was hitting his friend in the balls. And that's what they did as a game.
And so now his feelings are all fucked up because he doesn't know when to feel and when to fucking work.
Because he has no balls.
Fuck no.
When you sit there and hit your balls for fucking 2 hours on a goddamn train like him and his buddies probably did, you don't have balls anymore. And so you act like that. And it's all about my feelings. He turned into a fucking bitch.
I wanted to fucking hit him in his goddamn ball.
He's a fucking piece of shit, that guy.
Back
in the day, you could just take someone out back, beat the shit out of him, and you call it a day.
Exactly. I would love to do that to this fucker.
Well, fuck it, let's call Nate. He'll take him out back and put him down with a hatchet.
But no, that's what our fucking society is doing to us. Is that we're turning us all into fucking pussies. I got my first fucking job when I was 15.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Hold on. Paying job or blow job?
Pain job.
Oh.
I had to pay.
I came much younger.
I had to pay for the...
You had to pay for the blowjob?
I had to pay for the blowjob.
And you're still paying on that blowjob?
Every day.
Okay.
And so I know... That's one thing my mom always taught me. You know, since you did your Mother's Day gift and I listened to it, it really got me thinking about just my life and figuring out, okay, I know these things, but where have I learned them from? Who taught me these certain things? And what I learned from my mom is how to fucking work.
Right.
And to hear all this fucking, well, I didn't feel like it. Fuck you.
Right.
Fucking just do the goddamn job that you were told to do and fucking do it right.
And that's the thing too, you know. I was taught when I was a kid that if you don't do the job right, you're gonna go back and do it again until it
mm-hmm.
is.
Yep.
And,
absolutely.
And you know, and all my family was from the military. I grew up with a grandfather was in World War II, was a POW. Mm-hmm. My dad was in the military. All these things, and the things that they taught you is simple. You fucking do it And it's not about trying or anything. You just fucking do. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do it, I'm kicking your ass, and then you're going to fucking do it. It's either going to hurt while you do it, or it's not. Mm-hmm. Plain and fucking simple.
Mm-hmm. And if that doesn't work, we'll kick you out. You can go find a job somewhere else.
Oh.
Find new parents.
Speaking. Exactly.
Yeah.
No, is that what happened to you? Like with
no, I'm saying like in the military, if you don't do your job, you're getting the boot. You can go find a job somewhere else.
And good luck finding a job with a fucking undesirable discharge.
Exactly.
You know?
RE3F, motherfuckers.
And my dad told me the same thing, though. If you're not going to do and abide by those rules, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's the way that these kids are fucking pussies.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they get fucking coddled.
Well, exactly. That's the parent.
Fucking spoiled and coddled. And
the kid doesn't want to do something. Oh, I'm sorry. What's up? You do something
I
else?
Don't feel.
What the fuck?
I don't fucking feel.
Everyone. And
maybe it's because we're all dudes here, and if we had a chick, she'd probably, oh, no, your feelings aren't important. No, fuck
it
your
feelings.
It depends
on the girl. It does.
It does depend on the girl.
Oh,
but
man, but yeah, seriously. It's
okay, when you're dealing with relationships and wives, girlfriends, and kids, okay, I can kind of understand you have to have that emotional side of it. But if there's something to be fucking done,
yeah,
like my daughter's being homeschooled right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I tell her every fucking day, just do your work.
Right.
This is work time.
Right.
Then you have play time. Once you're done with your work, then you can go play. Until then, guess what? You're working until it's done.
I think it's the pussification of America.
And I miss the
exactly,
days.
Exactly, our society.
I miss the days when we could do that with our wives. This is work time. Then you have play time.
Get in the kitchen.
Because it's the same thing. Like,
make sure you're pregnant.
Like, that's the thing. If the wife wouldn't do her job, you get home and you tell her, when I get home, this needs to be clean, this needs to be done. If she doesn't do it, kick her ass out the door and get someone who will. But now they have their wife unions or whatever. You have to be nice to them.
They go on strike.
I'm just kidding, women. No.
Yeah, they do go on strike, though, actually.
Dave is
holding out. They hold out on us.
Dave is going to be single shortly. And
Yeah, no.
If any chicks want him or anything after that comment?
I think I have someone in mind, actually.
Uh-oh. No. No, mm-hmm. I have an awesome woman, and I am not going to fuck that one up.
What I think it is women are trying to turn men into women and then pissed off when they actually do, because they all essentially want men.
Mm-hmm.
When it boils down to it. But they don't want men because they've been trained for the last 20 fucking years because of these fucking fat liberal bitches that burn their bra in the fucking 60s.
They hate men.
That hate fucking men. And they have fucking turned this society into a goddamn melting pot of smelly fucking twats. That's it. And then they're turning every... And
Wait. What do these twats smell like?
They smell... What do you think fucking twats
smell like? Fucking ass.
And they're taking away the very fabric of what a man is supposed to be. Listen, guys.
No. What they're taking away is the fabric of what America is supposed to be.
Okay, let's not get into this subject.
No,
they're taking away the fabric that they used to make our clothes with.
They need to take away their fabric of their clothes and just give us what we used to have.
I'm so glad we're married. We'd be single after this show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or we'd stay single, or we couldn't get a girl.
No,
let's keep talking. I'll shut the fuck up.
I'm not saying that. Oh, well, they don't need to have any rights anymore. I'm not talking civil liberties.
I'm a true feminist. I believe that women should be equal
to
men.
Yes.
Absolutely. Every minority, gays, blacks, Asian, whatever. It doesn't fucking
their
matter.
Freedom
everybody,
is...
They're a human, right?
Right.
So they need to have the same civil liberties that every other white male, as they say, has. But at the same time, doesn't mean you need to turn us into fucking pussies.
Right.
Yep.
What they're doing is they... They're inventing a non-issue, and they're saying, well, because all of those years we had all of those rights as quote-unquote white males, now they're trying to kick us down to a level to where we can't rise up again. Well, guess what? Fuck you. We built this fucking country, you fucking bitches. Okay?
With our blood and sweat.
We stole it from the Indians fair and square.
Yeah, well, and maybe
it wasn't their fault that they were on our land when we got here.
I was just going to say asshole.
maybe some slaves' blood and sweat, too.
Well, that's...
Chinese and whatnot.
That's neither here nor there. But that's what it is, though. True feminism is great. I mean, my freedom and stuff depends on whether anybody else is free. So we're all intertwined. If gays can't get fucking married, then we're not free. Mm-hmm. If black people can't do things, we're not free. If women don't have equal rights, we're not free as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
But don't take mine away, because you're still not going to be free, you dumb fucking fat cunt. God damn. Now you got us fucking fired up.
Hells yes.
See, I told you our
I did a parody.
Copacetic. Well, on a lighter note, I actually have something I wanted to share. Because
yes.
I teased it with a fan of ours on Glide.
Would you tease
that
me?
That I think you guys will get a kick out of.
Bring it.
Kay. Bring it on.
I need
do it.
I need the cable.
Oh, man. So what's great is having all these people on Glide and being able to share this stuff. Oh, it's mm-hmm. so cool. Technology nowadays is so awesome.
It
man.
Is. And people, Glide is much quicker and easier than Skype. I mean, for quick messages, obviously. But for those of you, JF down in Florida, Glide is so much better. And I'm just trying to fill downtime because Cody's flipping.
Yeah, and he's just fucking...
Spence is just sitting there watching Cody flipping.
And I'm trying to see if this dog is going to do something
sorry,
this
sorry,
week.
Sorry, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's such an entertaining dog.
Not right now. He's just sitting there kind of staring at the house.
I love that fucking dog. Well, that's
that
because...
dog is awesome. Oh, by the way, what is your dog's name?
Missy.
Okay. I thought it was a dude. Right.
I am so not gay because the pole in my butt what scene just really hurt my butt. Ow. And I could not take a penis in my butthole. Okay? That hurts. It's not cool.
Why did it stop? Well, you know, that was great.
Gay people can be cool, but I'm not
it's
gay,
not
and that's not cool. Because... gay people
unless it's
are,
your wife shoving the dildo up your butt, right?
No.
Butt fuck with the tail.
Like, massaging the prostate, not cool with me, okay? No finger in the butthole. No ball in the butt.
I
was imitating
snort.
Butters from South Park. Like this. Butt, pull in my butt, what? Pull in my butt, what? Not cool, okay? I'm not gay. I like the pussy. I like boobs.
Is
boobs
this you?
Are good. Pussy is good. I am not gay. But popo with my butt.
I can't even watch
po-po.
It.
Is this you?
How yeah, drunk were you?
The fuck is?
He had, had a few
love
chardonnays.
This fucking.
yeah, I was a little drunk.
Yeah, he had had a few chardonnays. Yeah,
why? How old is this video? And why does this conversation always go to the same fucking place with you?
Because
like,
that was the perfect one to go
time,
to.
Right?
That was the perfect one to go to. The conversation
we were past it, and then you brought it back
because I forgot I was talking about that.
Oh
because
God.
Honestly,
well.
Yeah, I'm actually really, really embarrassed.
No,
to be.
It's great because it's a callback to several fucking shows. Now
yeah.
I know your obsession, and now I know that the parody that I did today is right the fuck on the money.
The parody.
Okay, so yeah, Roscoe's has its very first parody.
You don't. Oh.
And
segue
that only one of us were involved in.
Well, no. Well, I just wanted to see the dynamic of parodies and stuff. Like, let's all get them done. And if there's any fans out there that make parodies, hell yes.
Yes, please bring it on.
There are more videos. The reason I picked that one is because on YouTube it actually has 11,000 views.
You have 11,000 views?
I have 11,000 views.
Well, why didn't you post that on fucking Roscoe?
Exactly.
I will now because I shared it with the show.
Roscoe's YouTube.
That is awesome, dude. I just love the fact that it just always goes to that same fucking subject with you. That's what I think is great. So.
It's always about the butthole?
It's always about that same fucking thing.
You know what's great? Tits.
It is.
Tits
I
are
love
great.
Them.
You heard me say it in the video. Tits are great.
And here's our very first parody.
Nope.
And if we have any more female guests, You're creeping like me.
That's right.
I can see through you. See to the rim you. And Cody,
fuck you. Does that include my finger?
But I'm on the outside. I'm looking in. And I can see through you. See your true colors. It's inside your homo. You're homo like me. I can see through you. See to the rear.
Yay. Okay, wait. Wait.
Okay.
Wait.
Oh, my
god. Waity poo?
Yeah, waity poo.
Waity poo?
Well, I figured I'd... Yeah, that's what she used to call me all the time. So I figured I'd throw that out there.
Hell
well,
yeah.
Well, guess what? I'm changing on the...
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
On the webpage there. The website.
Chewy, what did you think about that song? Dynamite. Awesome.
Well, here's the thing. Like it's meant to be recorded the same way that we do this. So there's a lot of effects and stuff. So we're actually going to post this
separately,
yes. So you can download a really good copy of it and stuff like that. So
how can it be really good with those vocals?
I'm glad we're.
Well,
I got to throw shit at you.
It is a parody.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You know,
not
he's trying
to
be the next Weird Al.
No.
No,
that's all.
No.
What's a talk show without parodies, right?
Exactly.
And it doesn't matter how shitty you are. No.
Sometimes, you know, it kind of does matter.
Well, I figured that we'd make a parody of it, so it overshadowed the last time we tried to do that song.
True.
I mean, that was a fucking a parody of this song.
Yeah.
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 We opened up. I was trying to talk to Tyler outside the mics while you two kept talking, but then you stopped talking like
because
a bunch
you started
of,
talking because
like
you were
a bunch
bitching
of queers
at us about interrupting.
No, one of the shows.
But anyways,
We started strumming that and singing that song, and we didn't know Cody was recording us, and it was probably the worst rendition of that song that has ever
been.
Well,
he didn't have the best guitar or anything like
well,
that.
Well, and so we had headphones on, couldn't hear this and that quite well, and what we thought was, like, right on, we listened back and was like, oh, wow, so we were in completely two different tunings. But
it was horrible.
Right.
It was horrible.
It was disturbing shit.
Imagine me singing.
Yeah, right. Oh, it's so true.
It's worse than me singing.
But you know what's great?
It's worse than anybody else singing.
Can I talk now?
No.
No.
No. You know what's a great time is when you can take a good little church girl, you know, perhaps one that would attend the church of JS and Latter-day Saints. When you can take one.
Wait, you have a church?
No.
No.
And get
is he
them,
Joseph Smith? Did you find what
no.
was it like finding those golden plates?
No, no, I was.
You have no idea. No,
I made that comment because every time I say Jesus Christ.
Well, yes, this is true.
Okay,
so I guess JC, not JS. Anyway, when you can get a good girl baked unawares and get her to turn into a raging sex demon, I love it, and I think that's going to be my next challenge. If we can get one, this is what I want. We need to get the chick here on air to snort cum, like cocaine. Let's do it.
Cocaine?
Yes.
Off of whose cock?
What the fuck just happened to this show?
I don't know. I think this is a better conversation than two homeless dudes space docking, so continue.
No. Two homeless dudes space docking is way
no,
better than
no,
that.
No, fuck that.
No, I just feel it's like the last couple of episodes were great. We had some wonderful lady guests on telling some things.
Magnificent.
And,
guests.
I mean, do we really... We have a guest on today, but obviously he's not female. And I don't really think he's got any stories
sexy,
about...
though.
What? Well, yeah. I don't think he has stories on what he calls his dildos or anything like that. So,
true.
What is your fucking craziest sex story, though,
yes,
bro?
Yes, bring it. Bring it.
Fuck, man.
What is... Let's do a simple question. What did you name your cock?
Yes.
Hey, Peter?
Peter?
Terrible.
Okay, now first question. Craziest sex story. Come on.
He's shoving alcohol down his throat. Sorry.
Okay, so being in the military, have you been married the entire time you were in the military?
Nope.
Okay, so when you first started and you got that uniform on and you went out into the town and you picked up on somebody using it.
Wait, real quick. He's single.
Oh, you're not married?
No.
Okay,
no.
So tell me about one of the times that you used your uniform to pick up on a chick and just fucking take her home.
Didn't.
What the?
Didn't.
Seriously?
I don't know. Well, because I came home to here. They fucking know the military here. So, I mean, never been to a place that wasn't familiar with the military. So the uniform didn't have the effect.
It didn't have the same meaning as to
exactly.
If you went
like
to...
Like, if I would have gone home to, like...
El Dorado, Kansas.
Yeah. Wherever.
Yes.
Midwest, no Navy, no military, like, town, it would have had like oh god, I would have. But I came home to being from Oak Harbor, and my first duty station was in Oak Harbor. You know what I mean? So like, it worked against me in that sense. So I never had that moment.
But did you?
And
have,
then,
oh, go ahead.
And then, as I like came up and moved away or went around. I just didn't care to do that anymore.
Right.
So I kind of missed out on that experience.
So you tried, though?
No. And I'm not going to...
Yeah. So...
Okay.
But do you
I'm
have
not going
any...
out in Oak Harbor in my uniform. Like, but, stupid. Like,
but in the Navy or military of any kind, you party. Bring
party
some good... Bring some good hardcore party stories. And if you need to... You know, reinvent some names. You go right ahead. Like, there's some stories I've heard.
Okay, well,
they're not full of titties.
I have to thank one of our first listeners and continue listeners and previous guests of the show for giving me that video, Rochelle. Yes. She was the one that you heard laughing and snorting in the back. She snorts. It's funny.
I just can't believe you. That conversation continues to go there, no matter what.
She uploaded these five years ago, but I don't remember exactly how long ago that was.
11,000 views.
11,000 views.
I mean, that's almost fucking
almost viral.
Almost viral.
Yeah.
That's the next T-shirt. Almost viral. That's the name of this fucking show. Viral.
Almost viral.
And actually, without hold on, let me see if I can do it without it playing again. This particular one got a comment too. Where is it?
You, what did it say? You fucking faggot. You like the poll. You know it.
The comment was by Be Good McQueen. 5 years ago.
Be Good McQueen. All right.
LOL. He's hot.
So
that's right. I'm flipping the all three of them the bird.
So some dude said you're hot, and then you're flipping us the bird.
Oh. Well, you don't know. McQueen could be a chick.
We got to find McQueen.
There's no picture.
McQueen is a last name.
Christian Anderson. If you are out there, you need to find McQueen, and we need to
Be Good McQueen.
Be Good McQueen. Yeah,
McQueen
where
is the last name, so Be Good, that's a dude.
It's all one word. Capital B, capital G, capital M, capital Q.
It's a dude.
Yeah. Mm. Totally a sausage jockey.
If Christian finds out, and it's a chick, I'm totally
no fucking way it's a chick. There's no fucking way that's a chick, dude.
Totally.
Because a chick would see that fucking video, and the last thing she would think is he's hot. Like, I didn't
just
even see
like
the video,
you think
and I was
the
like,
last thing a dude wants to go do is find a fucking prostitute and get fucked in the ass with a dildo.
You fucking, dude, let's,
that's not
go around
the last
this fucking
thing.
Carousel. You want to go around this carousel? That's not the, I'm not
We're
talking,
We're going
that's
around
the
carousel right now. We've been going around the fucking carousel for months now.
It's not the fucking carousel.
It is the fucking carousel.
No, the thing is you implied it to the rest of us that if my wife did it to me, that it would be gay. You implied that to us over and over and over and over
yes.
and over again.
You
and
implied.
Now you're doing this. Fuck you.
You implied.
Fuck you. I'm done.
And he drops the mic.
Yeah.
But he's still got the headphones on so he can still hear me.
Fuck
no, fuck you.
I'm fucking tired of your shit.
No. Oh, he's walking away. Bye, Wade.
I knew it. So
you thought of any good stories?
Well, see, I've heard some of his good stories. The towel and the vomit and
oh,
there's
also
toilet paper.
The
first time he got drunk and
your
and
friend who
John
pissed
with
somewhere.
The girl that he swears he didn't have a thing for, but he totally did down in Arizona. Yeah,
well, I mean there was
the time we almost blew up your mom's house.
Down in Florida, I pissed in the closet.
Oh, yeah.
And we were sober when we almost blew up mom's house.
Yeah, that's true. She wasn't exactly happy that day.
She wasn't upset either.
Oh, she scared the bejesus out of me.
Well, don't your friends' moms do?
Not always. I have one friend's mom who's,
pretty
as long
cool.
as he's not listening, I'd like to, you know, woohoo, tap.
I don't know.
Yeah, I actually saw Nick. when I visited.
Hey, he just used his first name.
No,
first
but
name.
I did tell that story, though. Are you talking about Nick from Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did tell the story when we were all up at with Princess Buttercup up there, and he's like, I like boobs. I told that story.
That didn't happen then.
Yes, when we were in Arizona.
That was
me,
way
Travis.
Arizona was way before.
Right, but it's that same Nick, though, right?
No.
Oh, well, never
mind. This is a Nick. That from Oak Harbor, Nick.
Oh, well, then I probably don't know him.
You probably don't.
Well, I'm an asshole.
Anyways, I pissed in his closet because I woke up in the middle of the night having to piss with just enough time to make it to the bathroom, and I walked into his closet.
Nice. That's
now,
awesome.
Now, did you wake up drunk and just thought the closet was the bathroom?
No, I woke up having to piss.
Yeah.
I had just enough time to make it to the toilet.
Yeah.
And I walked into the closet.
Gotcha.
And there was no alternative. It was
piss or
that was it.
Piss
it was,
your
there was it was piss was it the last it was the only option.
Okay, Wade is pacing around now like a madman.
Pacing, not pissing.
The one
pacing.
With
pacing.
The towel and the puke.
Yeah, yeah, go on that one.
That one We went out, we pre-gamed, we went out, got hammered at the bar, and then went back to the after party, some guy's house, and We just got kept drinking, kept the party going, and I don't even remember this. I remember going to the bathroom, and then my buddy knocking on the door of the bathroom because apparently I had been gone a really long time and people were worried about me. So he came to check up on me. So when he knocks on the door and he opens it up, and I had lathered toothpaste on my face. Like I was gonna shave. So he's looking at me laughing. And I was just like, what? What are you laughing at?
Why can't a drunk dude shave? What's up?
Come on.
And he was like, bro, get that shit off your face. So like, and then I kind of remember looking in the mirror, like, and like trying to like focus, like just like look. And I was like, holy shit. So I like kind of realized what's going on, and I wipe everything off because he closes the door again, and I'm kind of like trying to get myself put back together. And that was all I remember. But apparently after that, I puked like all over the place. And
there's puke everywhere.
In my drunken state, I was embarrassed about it. So I was like, shit, I got to clean this up. Like, I can't go out there like this. So I grabbed the towel off the rack.
Yeah.
Clean it up. Cleaned it. Like, apparently no one knew because I cleaned it up. I wiped it up pretty good. But again, in my drunken state, I put the towel back on the rack.
I'm done with this.
As if nothing had happened. I have managed to fold it in such a manner that all the puke was not visible.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
So I go to work like the next Monday, and the guy comes in and he sees me, and I was like, hey, what's up? He's like, you motherfucker. I was like, yeah, I had a bad night. He's like, nah, fuck you. I was like, wait, what? What happened?
Jesus.
Yes.
See, he got up the next morning, like it was cool, like went and showered and did his thing, and he pulls his towel off the rack. And there was a unpleasant surprise waiting for him. So
did he use it?
Hell no. He said he had to walk naked through his house with his roommate, like in the other room, to his, like, it was, yeah, it was bad. I was like, oh my God.
That's worse than
ruined his toothbrush, like, fucked up his towel. Like, he's like, fuck you.
That's worse than finding the spider up in the towel. You know how they'll hide in the same, like, when you
depends
pull it
on
down?
The spider. But yeah.
Any spider for me.
Never had that.
Really? Oh my God. You're standing there naked, wet, and you're trying to fucking dry yourself off, and you pull the towel off and the fucking spider drops on you. Oh no.
The coolest thing after I got LASIK was actually being able to see the spider in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no way, that's what they fucking look like down there.
Yeah, this dude's worn glasses for years until recently.
That's great.
But my next question is, how often have you been lying in bed, all right, trying to rub one out, but then either somebody's there or something happens and you're like, fuck, I know I should stop, but I got to keep going. I'm in a good rhythm. Try and blow your load and hide the evidence.
Or you're on a timetable and like,
yes,
you're right there, and then all of a sudden you hear that person coming to the house and you're mm-hmm. like, damn it, quickly.
I know. It's kind of like I was just watching Clerks 2. And
I haven't
the
seen
reason
the
I remind...
I've seen Clerks.
Fucking
I haven't seen
check.
Clerks 2.
Oh my God.
So was it the part where Jay was
back.
Tucking?
No, but that is hilarious. No, it's the time where they had Kinky Kelly in the sexy stud, and the dude's ramming the donkey, and the cops show up, and he's like, son of a bitch, I got to finish. So he keeps going. and that's just what I'm asking. I mean, you ever been there where you're like, son of a bitch, I got to, you know, I've got maybe 60 second window here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now or never.
Come on, man. See, I mean, obviously, I don't do that. I'm married, so there's no reason to masturbate anymore. But if I were to about 3 or 4 times a day, I don't know. You ever been there? How many times have you done it at work?
At work?
Yes. Don't lie. Everyone's done it.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, first off, I used to drive truck for a living, so I used to just pound the shit out of that shit. But at our current place.
Oh no.
I've pounded it off twice.
Oh, nice.
And I thought about doing it the other night because I had to get some sleep to go on my fucking crazy ass goddamn field trip, and I wanted to get a little shut eye, but I wasn't able to get any. And I was laying there thinking, oh God, if I pound one out, I know I'll get a good deep sleep
on. Pass out. Yeah.
So I'm contemplating.
It helps. Contemplating.
I'm contemplating getting some fucking
contemplating
some hand action on, and all of a sudden, you know, just as I was like got the zipper down ready to roll, fucking
somebody walked through the locker room door.
Somebody walked by, but the light was off, so they didn't see anything. Otherwise, they would have saw something. You know, so I don't want to pound the old putt at work and get caught doing it. That would be fucked up. And you know the guys that we work with, they'd just be like, oh, I caught fucking Wade was out there fucking pounding his putt. Holy shit, it burned through that place like a motherfucker. You know that.
Oh, man.
So my next question is, how often have you been just kind of like when you wake up in the morning or whatever by yourself and you're fully hard but you're just not horny or turned on? Have you tried to just go at it and finish it even though you're not really turned on? Have you been able to do that? Then you'll have my respect.
Have you ever used soap as lube in the shower?
Oh, yeah. Who hasn't?
Okay, so the other morning, I had that same scenario you were talking about, and I was soaping up the old dong, and I was like, fuck it, you know? I'll just give this one a whirl around the farm. So I just start fucking rolling with it, and I'm squeezing tight as fuck, you know? Because when you get older, it's not as sensitive as it used to be.
How do you grab a tuna can like that tight?
Well, fucking, you know what? Here. Get the fuck over here. But anyway, so I'm on that motherfucker, and I'm just starting to fucking like jerk down. But see, you get less sensitive on the fucking orgasm side. Well, actually, when you have an orgasm, it's more intense. But you get less sensitive on the feeling on the deal, but more sensitive as far as the pain's concerned. I'm like, I remember when this used to feel good. Now it's fucking work. The hell is going on, you know? And then you just realize that the tight one's just, that's what it is. Like,
no, see, the worst part was is you have all the soap, and then when you finally do finish, a little soap, I've had that happen, a little soap gets back up in the hole there.
Oh, and it burns?
It burns. Burns.
That's why I got to use No More Tears.
I one time I was making jalapeno poppers. Yes.
Go ahead.
And I was chopping up the, I chopped up all the fucking jalapenos and shit, and I was putting cream cheese in them. I went into the bathroom and I took a fucking piss. Well, I was sweaty, you know, because I was in the kitchen. And I just touched my fucking dick. And it burned for like a fucking hour. Seriously, I'm just sitting there. Just the capsaicin in that shit was just fucking burning my dong.
Okay, now we should tell the fans, you're always sweaty, so that's not a big surprise.
Right.
Yeah.
I sweat all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Fuck you. Ogres don't sweat. We're like onions. Anyway.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You know what?
What's up?
When we start bringing in some coin, I say we give money to people to come on using jalapeno juices as lube. Ooh. And if they can finish right there, $100.
We'll have my wife make a lubrication up out of hemp seed oil and different oils like that, real slimy stuff. And then we'll put jalapeno capsaicin juice in it, and we'll just be like, if you can make it all the way to completion, A, and B, you have to do it yourself, so somebody else can't do it for you.
It should be like $500.
No, $500 if you take in the ass. Like, no, seriously. Like, you get your wife here, and
that'd be
a
thousand.
The wife with the strap on.
you gotta lowball them. You want to see who will actually do it for this price, Cody. You don't want to start out with the big numbers. I'm gonna be like $250,000.
No,
Jesus,
I'm talking $500 to jerk off, $1,000 to get plugged in the ass.
You know what? I'd get
because
fucked.
Honestly, I wouldn't.
I'd get fucked. I'd get fucked. I'd get fucked
like,
in the ass on this show for $2,000.
Oh hell yeah! Who wouldn't?
Wow, yeah. You're a fucking whore.
So on this topic, it kind of got dead there, so was the I felt I had to bring some on. So
yes.
What all have you guys used as lube? I mean, we brought up soap. Obviously, there's the lotion. Have any of you
on its skin
ever
it
used your own spittle?
All the time. Number
have
one.
You,
spittle?
Have you, yeah, spittle. Have you ever came and still been horny enough to now use your cum as lube?
Yes. Ooh, I've never done that.
No, I have.
No, haven't.
But that was back in...
Back in the day?
Back in, like, I first discovered my cock.
All right. And I need you to weigh in on this one because you're quiet over here. I am going there. Gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
Who's tasted their own sperm?
Nope.
I have.
Yes.
Of course. Everybody
wow.
has.
No.
Except for
you
Kurt.
Haven't.
I'm so fucking
I haven't.
You haven't tasted it.
No.
I'm not talking like whole load.
Yeah,
no,
I'm not
I
talking
know what
like,
you're talking about, but like...
You taste it.
It tastes everybody
like,
has.
It tastes yeah. like salt
I've never
water,
done
right?
That.
It's salty. That's yeah. all it is.
I've never done it. And I'm not. I don't plan on doing it. I'm sorry, but semen
this guy is
me.
Also, like we've asked you before, okay? As I've always said, if a guy can suck his own dick, he is sucking his own dick. He
yes.
claims that he won't do it.
Okay. We have a story to share with you. There is a person that Wade and I know that shared a story with us.
Yes. It's called a segue.
About she had a previous partner.
Her first partner.
Was it her first? I thought
she said it was her very first partner. Trust
okay.
me.
Okay. I believe you. I'm just trying to remember the details. That could suck his own dick.
Wow.
And she used to watch him.
Yeah. But she said,
wow.
she said it never got to the point of him completing.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it get to the point of him completing?
Because maybe she got.
I mean, if you're
going to
get
there,
do the full nine.
Ask.
Well, maybe she got turned on to where she wanted to just
yeah.
let it rip.
She had to interject.
I wonder if that's the reason why she ended up like, because you know how hard it is for girls to lose their virginity, right? Maybe that was one straw that broke the camel's back. She's like, all right, I'm going to fuck. That's it. I just seen a guy suck his own dick.
Did you say it's hard for a girl to lose her virginity?
They hold on to it. Some girls like are in a hurry to get rid of it, but then there's other girls that are just like, and this person seems like she would be the type that would hold on to it as
oh,
long
okay.
as she possibly
yeah.
could.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if a girl's trying to get laid, just go up to a group of guys and say, I'm ready and... Dude, she'll have an orgy.
Right, but...
And let me say, we did get permission from her to tell this story. We just needed to leave some of those details out.
That's awesome.
Right.
So are you jealous of this guy at all?
Absolutely jealous
yes.
of this guy.
Yeah. No.
Would you have joined the military if you could suck your own dick? Fuck no.
Probably not. That probably wouldn't even came
would
up.
You've left the house.
We would have you on the show.
I still wouldn't have done it. That's why I haven't tasted it. That's why I won't do
you
it if
would
I could.
Have done it if
no,
you could.
No, I don't think I would have.
See, I've been telling this
because
fucking
you don't know that you can do it. If
no,
you could
I know
do it, you would.
I don't think I would.
If you could.
Why does
see,
a dog
I'm,
lick his balls?
You wouldn't.
Okay, shut up. Because you're not listening to me. I'm saying I don't think I would.
Right now you don't think you would because you can't. If you could.
If I could.
If.
And again, think.
You would. Absolutely.
And I'm saying maybe.
You absolutely would.
I'm saying maybe.
You would.
You know what the worst part about all this is? I ain't going to lie. Phone's been plugged in. Your sister's been listening the whole time. No, I'm just kidding. I was fucking with you.
So what I've used is lube. I've used olive oil.
Thank you.
I've used olive oil.
Olive never
oil.
Thought of that.
Olive oil is actually pretty good, but it kind of burns the dong. I've used olive oil. I've used spit. That doesn't hold on very long. It doesn't. You have to keep spitting
that goes
on
away
it. And then
yeah.
you feel like a whore because you're spitting on your own cock as you're jerking off. So you're like, you know.
I've done it directly into the hand. I've never.
See, spit is my number one. Like, that's pretty much all I use.
Well, depending on where you're at. I mean, if you're middle of nowhere stuck in a traffic jam,
no,
what
no,
else you got?
Like, that's all I use. And I don't feel like I spit a lot.
I used butter once.
Oh, Jesus.
Butter is actually the best lube. Like, you take
dude,
it.
I can imagine. Now I've,
You go home and you get yourself.
Stay away from the fridge.
No, I'm home alone tonight.
Okay.
So you chop up.
I was talking
my
fridge.
So you chop it into squares, right? Like
right.
Into the little wedges. And you put it in your hand, and you let it melt for a minute, and then you release, and then you put it on there, and you just fucking let it rip. And then afterwards, it's a tasty treat.
Salted or unsalted?
Well afterwards,
you're already getting plenty of salt. So, okay.
So salted if you want extra salty. Okay.
Many moons ago, Spence here and I and friends lived in Phoenix, Arizona. And so it was like a break or something. And I took Trevace's car, which had just two speakers in the front door. It was performance or high performance Saturn?
A performance Saturn.
Performance. Okay. So, but he had a sub in the trunk, so it was awesome. Anyway, so I took it to drive Spence here and Johan to John's parents' place.
Mom and stepdad at the time.
Yeah. And where was it in California?
It was Lancaster somewhere.
That sounds about right. So anyway, we're all hanging out for a bit, and I drop him off, and I'm headed back. And this is a long-ass drive, so I'm on I-10?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm heading back, and it's starting to get dark. Well, I see this Geo Metro, and it's kind of lean and heavy on the driver's side. Okay. And he's kind of all over the road, too, a little bit. He's staying in his lane, but he's taking every bit of that fucking lane as he can. So I pull up trying to pass him because I'm thinking he's drunk. So I want to get around this guy. And I look over, and it is this fat dude that makes me look thin. And, I mean, one of those, seriously, his belly is about where the wheel is.
Right.
He's got his hand underneath, and he is just jerking like mad. He even looks over at me. And he's still beating, just looks at me really quick, and then he just keeps driving. He was fucking in the zone, and he wasn't stopping.
Oh, that's great.
Gave me an idea, but have you... Well, you drove a truck. Have you jerked while driving?
Oh, fucking A.
How... I've really thought about it. Like, I probably would have done it, but my concern was, how do I clean this shit up? I don't want to pull over.
You always have
towels
ready.
You're supposed to
just
eat it, right?
Oh,
no.
God, no.
God, that's gross. You always have towels
taste,
on ready.
Taste, not eat.
See, that's the Cody. He's all or nothing. That's what his problem is. He knows that he can't take a taste or he'll be gobbling that shit down all the fucking time.
I just know how to fucking push your guys' buttons.
That's it. We're playing Biscuit tonight.
That's right. I'm going to sit down. But
yeah, I guess we got something ready for it.
Okie cookie.
So here's a funny story. And again, squirrel. I had an uncle that was really, really, really into big women.
Okay.
And when I mean big women,
chubby
I'm talking
chaser?
Like not chubby chaser. We're talking like he was out fucking harpooning shit. Okay. And he had this fucking El Camino. Okay, they said
he just throw him in the back.
Yeah, throw him in the back of the El Camino. Anyway, took her out, this girl out. Yeah, not gonna mention any names. Took her out, huge, massive lady. Okay, and got stuck. After he was fucking her, got stuck on a rock out there in the middle of the desert in Utah. And he spent the entire, 15 minutes fucking the fat chick, and then the entire night trying to push off of this rock, right? And then, just as morning came, he's like, you know what, why don't you push and I'll drive? The fucking thing came right off the rock, because the fucking weight of her sitting in the goddamn driver's seat the entire night was keeping it
awesome.
On there.
that's badass.
You guys ever fucked a fat chick? Like huge?
No.
I've taken one for the team, yes. And I am telling you, this I was much, much smaller at the time too. She was a giver. She had an opportunity to fuck and she gave me everything. I'm not
they
gonna lie,
always
it was
do.
Well, she's got a lot to give.
Yeah, but she was so good though. And it was surprisingly easy to get all up in there.
No,
you know, you'd think you're pushing a lot back, you're really not.
No, and the head?
Well,
head
it all kind of flattens out when you get them on their back.
Did I say just hear head
fucked
from a flat
chick? Fucked one fat chick, and the head was all right. She was, the thing she had going for her was she was easy.
That's always a good thing. Virgin then, great, slut even better.
And then but it was like when she like got on her hands and knees, it was gross. Like... There was like a piece of toilet paper, and I just got smell of.
Oh, yeah, that would kill it.
I was like, all right, you gotta go.
Oh, man.
See you later.
Wow.
Now, see, if you were German, you would have liked the Scheisse, yeah?
No. It's a killer. It's a mood killer.
It sucks. Yeah.
It was bad.
I fucked a vet chick.
So that was the last time.
A massive. Huge one.
Yeah.
Like 500 pounds.
Like
right?
500 pounds. And she was a guilty pleasure, like a complete guilty pleasure. One time I was at a party. We were letting her have it. and she was riding me out, and
were letting her have it.
I was letting her have it, and my friend came in. It was so great because my friend came in and he was looking for me. He's like, "Where you at, Wade? Where you at?" And he even came in the room, and then like an hour later, I come out of the room, and my buddy was like, "I got the funniest fucking story for you." I'm like, "What? What?" And I was fucking this chick, right? She was riding me. I got the funniest fucking story for you. I went looking for you. I couldn't find you. I opened up your bedroom door, and this chick was, I'm not going to mention any names, this chick was riding your bed. They couldn't see me.
Oh, shit.
Like there was nothing. Like I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Dude, that's almost like the time in in Wichita.
Okay, yes.
But I could see your hands.
So we spent some time out in El Dorado, Kansas, and we went to this place.
Which
we love Kansas.
Is fucking awesome. I love
Kansas.
Fuck you, Kansas.
I love Wichita.
And I hate
telling you, go guys, if you ever get a chance to go to Wichita, which
or surrounding areas.
Which I will admit that, you know, I don't know why you'd go to Wichita. But if you go to Old Town, it's a college town, it's fucking fun. It's a blast.
Anyway, so we go to this place called Club Rodeo, which is a country and western club, and but on Thursday night it's hip hop. Now picture Cody and I.
I'm sorry, we're still talking about Kansas?
Yes.
Hip hop.
But you said hip hop.
Yes.
Hip hop.
Okay. All right.
So
we were quite surprised ourselves.
Hip hop.
So we get there, and we're like, there's like four white people, and we are the only four white people there.
Yeah.
And
so the reason why we went to Club Rodeo, because we were asking people, like, where's like the good place to go? People were saying Old Town, and people said, oh, you got to go to Club Rodeo. It's the best fucking place to go.
These were other white people?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we were thinking it was going to be a country western club, but really, we got there, and it's hip hop night. And,
all right. Who do I have to give a handy to? What the hell is that about?
Thank you, Sophie.
Sophie, we love you. Tyler, say hi.
Hi, Sophie.
Rude son of a bitch.
God damn it. Okay, anyway, so we're at Club Rodeo.
And it just so happens it's been the only night of the week that black people, like, well, it was hip-hop night. The rest of the time it was white people. And we were the only four white people in the entire club. Now there's these big fucking huge black women.
Oh, they love the skinny white guys.
I was like, baby, I got more back than you got. I can drop it more. I'm out there dropping it like it's hot with it, with these black chicks. And then they sit. They were like, we get in there, and they're like, I'm sober the entire night. I mind you,
he's DD.
I'm the designated driver. I get out on the dance floor with these fucking women, and they were massive. And all of a sudden,
this is the largest ass I have ever seen. Like, she had the smallest torso, and then it just went bam.
Baby got back.
Oh
so
my
all
God.
Of a sudden, she comes out in these fucking like leggings. Which, by the way, if you have an ass that's that big, don't ever wear leggings. I could see everything. She backs that ass up to me on the dance floor, and then she's like, and she's waving her hands towards her friends, and all of her friends start showing up.
One of them was an older black lady who had a huge ass, shit. Too.
That brings up another question. Remind me of that later. Continue.
And there was six asses surrounding me. And all they could see was my hand sticking out doing
literally,
this.
Literally. I was standing at the edge of the dance floor just watching all these ladies back their ass up against Wade and just two little hands poking up going boop, boop,
that was
boop,
awesome. That was great times.
That was a good night. That was a good night.
All right, gentlemen.
To a point. Yes.
How many of you have been with an older lady, and what was the age? For myself, 46, when I was 22.
Wade? You've never
I see
been
some
with
head
an older lady?
Shaking right now. I think
you could just say no. This is a
yeah.
fucking audio podcast.
I think there is a story that we are not being privy to.
I think nope. Never have.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll believe that when me shit turns purple and smells like rainbow sherbet. Bring it.
I don't know her exact age. She was 40-something, 42, 43. I think I just turned 32.
Nice.
No. Shit, when it was last year. I don't remember. I was either 31 or 32.
Well, how old are you now?
32.
So last year you would have been 31.
But it was. I don't remember if it was in July or maybe it was in July. So I was just about to turn 32.
Okay.
Fuck, I don't. Anyways, she was older. She was 42 or 43, somewhere around there.
I hear they tear you apart.
Asian lady, she was hot. It was amazing.
And some of those Asian ladies, they can be like 70 and they look like they're just turning 40.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking weird. I actually this one experience.
It was in Vegas, like
Lost Wages. Oh yeah.
I had this one experience. Awesome. I was driving down the road and I saw this Asian chick and I was like, "Ooh, she looks hot." And got a little bit closer and I was like, "Ooh, she's not so hot anymore." Got a little bit closer. Ooh, she's pretty ugly. And then got right next to her. I was like, fuck, she's like 90 years old. What the fuck? I was like, how does that happen? You know,
I am still so damn pissed that you and I did not stop and actually yell at that woman. Like, we should have got our cameras out, gliding and yelling at that chick. A couple weeks ago, we went to get some pizza before the show because, you know, that's what we do here.
Yeah.
Him and I were coming back, and we drove past this. I mean, she wasn't, like, huge. She wasn't shapely. But she was ugly as sin, short, nasty hair.
Round as a shape.
Pushing a stroller.
Yeah, had the same haircut as Dave.
And we're like, somebody fucked her.
Wasn't it bright pink?
Like,
too?
We were just upset purple. Somebody would have done that, and we really should have stopped. Like, so someone seriously had sex with you?
Jesus Christ. We need to get these little tiny recorders so that when we see people, we can...
All right. Who do I have to give a handy to? What the hell is that about?
You already...
Sorry, yeah, I heard that. I know, I had to do it again.
No, we love the Sophie.
Maybe that should be the name of the episode. Seriously, who do I have to give a handy to?
Done.
Oh, absolutely.
Sorry, fucking with the mic stand.
So,
I got to tell you guys, we're actually about an hour and 12 minutes in already.
So, does that make you better than us?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at the numbers. You know. Okay. It's flown by. You know what I mean?
That's what happens when you're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So, fuck. I was going to bring up another topic, and I can't remember.
I actually have a question.
Go ahead.
For Wade.
Yes.
I see you drink diet all the time, but you don't seem to be getting any smaller. What's going on?
Because I'm fucking lazy.
Okay.
That's what it is. No.
That'll do it.
It's because I'm fucking lazy. What are you talking about? Because this is what I do. And then, you know, we haven't had a lot of stuff at work to do, and, you know, that's usually where I kind of get a little bit of exercise going, and we haven't had a lot of that, so I'm just getting fucking fat, and it pisses me off.
And then we order pizza on nights like this.
And then you ass jockeys.
That doesn't help.
Okay, you're not fat. You're festively plump.
I bet I weigh more than you.
Not even close.
265 pounds.
I wish.
That's how much I weigh.
Yeah, I'm saying I wish I was down there.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm almost 4.
No fucking way.
No, not even close. I just have to throw that out there. Well, most of it's, hold on, I'm big boned. That's what it is. Remember that shit?
Like the
girl in school that sits there and eats like 5 lunches all at once.
Oh, yeah.
She's big boned? Yeah.
Here's a good question.
Oh, go ahead.
So what do you think you would look like if Shallow Hal saw you?
Who the fuck is...
Oh, I was watching the movie the other night and I was sitting there
thinking... I haven't seen that in so long.
I was thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, so... What would I look like if I was a chick and Shallow Hal like was to see me? Would I be uglier than I am?
I'm trying to think of the bearded lady at the circus.
No, you've seen the movie, right? Like the better you are as a person, you know, he sees you as prettier. You can be like a fucking mess, like I am, and he'd see you as beautiful as long as you were, you know, on the inside. So
he'd see me as the gauntlet of the Hydra.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, Gauntlet of Hydra? What do you think is the completely available?
What are you trying to say to the Gauntlet of the Hydra? Your time is precious. Speak now.
Oh, Gauntlet of Hydra, how would I look if Shallow Hal was to look at me and you are the end all be all? Please answer me that. Gauntlet of Hydra.
Gauntlet of Hydra.
I'm thinking. This is a hard question to answer.
I thought the Gauntlet of the Hydra knew everything.
I do know everything.
So why would
I
you?
I see all and know all.
Well, then why?
It just takes me a little time. Okay, shut up.
Okay. Tell me.
You know what she really looked like in the movie? That's how we'd see you.
The big fat chick?
Yeah, with the giant panties.
Okay, so I would pretty much look the same as I do now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know.
That's comforting.
How would Dave look if Gauntlet of Hydra? How would Dave look?
Yeah. How would I look, son?
You guys know who Kate Upton is?
Yes.
He'd look like Kate Upton.
I was thinking Vanilla Ice. I said, stop.
I am the gauntlet.
Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention.
The gauntlet speaks.
He's got a hold of me tightly, trying to bite me.
Why do you sing over the gauntlet?
Okay, sorry.
You show disrespect to the gauntlet.
Pretty much all the time, yes.
Oh, sorry, old gauntlet of Hydra. What should you ask for as an offering? Should I suck one of your big, massive, long fingers?
No.
What?
I want you to eat my poop. But my poop tastes like strawberries.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me some of those.
Here you go.
See you later, Gauntlet of Hydra. Bye, Gauntlet of Hydra.
There you go.
Okay.
It's my poop.
Thank you. Okay, that was the Gauntlet of Hydra. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
He is now...
He's
going to make an appearance on the show once in a while as a fortune teller, I guess. Yeah. Chewie. We're home.
Chewie would look like Leia, I think, the gauntlet would say.
Ooh, what would... Darth Vader... Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, what would Luke look like?
Ooh.
He wants to fuck his sister.
He probably looks like Leia.
Okay, I gotta ask the Gauntlet of the Hydra what Luke Skywalker would look like. All right.
What do you want of me now?
I'm sorry, old Gauntlet of Hydra.
I was jerking it. Oh, God damn it.
There, I know you have like 8 penises, and it's kind of a hard deal to stop doing it, but...
I can fuck 8 women at one time, can you?
Well, no, but why the fuck are you here then? Why are you talking?
Because you summoned me.
Oh, summoned
That's
you.
That's the one flaw with being the Gauntlet of the Hydra. whenever called.
Forgot.
Okay, so my question is if Luke Skywalker was if Shallow Hal was to look at Luke Skywalker, what would Luke Skywalker look like? Oh, great, one of 8 penises.
Don't fuck this up. With all due respect.
Do I have to put a quarter in this machine? What the fuck is going on here?
The gauntlet is thinking. The gauntlet works on his own time, goddammit.
Okay. So, oh, great.
Gauntlet is spanking.
We don't have very much...
I was trying to until this asshole called me.
Okay, Gauntlet of Hydra, please answer the question.
Yes, because I have something I need to bring on.
The Hydra. The gauntlet. Luke Skywalker would appear as he appeared in episode 5 as Darth Vader.
No! That was weird. That was Anakin Skywalker. Gauntlet. Let's chew his ass. You are fucking stupid, Gauntlet.
Wait, I'm not stupid.
No,
I can fucking
you were thinking.
That not stupid.
Ridiculous.
That was not ridiculous.
Well, you know what? Fuck you if I'm going to ask you any more questions.
No, fuck you.
Oh, great.
I will be back on the show.
I thought you were end all, know all, and everything.
No, this is all I got. All right.
No, we're going back. We're going to listen to Dave because at least. No. We're going to Dave.
I love Roscoe's House of Chips. Keep me on the show.
Roscoe's House of fucking Hydras.
No, no, come on.
Fuck you.
This is my only gig I got. Come on.
I'm going to mute the Gauntlet of the Hydra if he doesn't shut the fuck up.
That dude is an asshole.
So, I'm not the biggest, I was never a follower of this man's career, but
who?
We need to pay homage to the late
B.B. King.
Yes.
Agreed.
Wait, B.B. King died?
Yeah.
He did.
When the fuck did he die?
Today.
I'm a fucking huge fan of B.B.
I believe at 89 years old.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he just brought me down to fucking zero, dude.
He's a great American.
He's the greatest guitar player of all time. One of them, anyway, in the top 10, at least.
You know his guitar, Lucille? I have the Epiphone version of that. It's a badass guitar.
Nice.
BB King, we love you.
Thank you, Dave.
You'll always be alive, brother.
BB King. Oh, yes.
He's a great American.
He is. He is.
I'm sad now.
As you should be.
Kind of depressed.
That was kind of the point. No, yeah. It wasn't the point. Anyway, BB King, we love you. One of the best shows I ever watched was BB King and Eric Clapton together.
Oh, man.
That was a show.
That's such a great fucking deal.
Eric
man.
Clapton posted a video on Facebook.
Did he?
To thank BB King for everything he did.
Yep.
For his great Americanness.
His great Americanness.
not in those words, but I mean,
he was one
BB
of those
King.
Guys that, you know,
BB King
knew
yeah.
what America was all about, and that we weren't a fucking nation of pussies like we are now.
He did. He rose from nothing. Absolutely nothing. And he just fucking picked up that guitar like a motherfucker, and he let it rip and played it in ways that, like, other people were like, there's no way you're going to make it. There's no way you're going to do it. And he just defied the odds, man. He was just a fucking badass.
He gave him the big old bird.
Yeah, that's right. The big, big, big bird.
He was a cool dude.
I wonder if he's in heaven. We need to ask the Gauntlet of the Hydra.
No, we don't need to.
We do. No, I'm going to ask the Gauntlet of the Hydra if BB King's in
now,
heaven.
Now, can you imagine, though? He's probably up there right now. They're plugging in him and Hendrix together.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Well, that's a badass show.
Well, you know, there's three of us at this
if
table.
If they're both
that don't,
dead.
That don't, that don't
well, we need
in.
To find out who's yeah. in heaven who's not.
If are they both in heaven?
Oh, Gauntlet of Hydra, are you still with us at this table?
Is this Rascal's House of Chips?
Yes, it is.
Fuck you guys.
Okay.
You were my one and only gig and you turned me away. But I have to come anytime you call me, so fuck it. What do you want?
Okay.
So you're going to come right now.
Come
out of
you
all
guys,
all eight
guys.
Heads?
Yeah.
I'll bet you it looks like one
I
of those.
Got four for each of you.
I bet you it looks like one of those fountains down there in Vegas that just shoot those pew, 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 pew. Like one at a time.
It's similar, yeah.
Ooh.
And it's actually green.
Green semen?
Yeah.
Okay. So my question is.
But it smells like grapes.
First question, would Cody eat the semen of the Gauntlet of the Hydra if it tasted like grapes?
Yes, because he likes grapes.
Okay, so at least we know that. The next one is BB King in heaven or hell?
Oh, let me check. That just happened today, hold on. Oh, that fucking guy? Yeah, he's in heaven.
Okay, what about Jimi Hendrix?
Oh. Hey, speaking of Jimi Hendrix, you guys ever see his porno tape? He's getting blown by two chicks, man. It's pretty awesome.
I've been blown by two chicks.
Oh.
Do you have two penises like the Gauntlet of the Hydra?
Wait, depends on how high I was on shrooms.
So
not two.
So
but
could,
because of that.
So is Jimmy in heaven or hell?
Yeah.
Because he got blown by two chicks. Automatic pass to heaven.
Is that the way it works?
Yes.
So all I got to do is go out and find two chicks and that's it. Oh, great. Hydra, thank
yes,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
So are they playing guitars together right now?
Can't you hear it? I can hear it.
Will I stand up next to a mountain?
Am I still here?
The fuck?
Drop it down.
Hey, am I still on the show?
No.
No. Yes, the Gauntlet of Hydra.
Okay, good. I like the show.
I have to wrist like a pace horse.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. So.
That fucking gauntlet guy. He's weird.
I love the Gauntlet of the Hydra.
Interesting. Well, I do hope he does. You know, I hope you guys like him and he comes back.
So you really didn't know?
If what?
BB King.
No, I didn't know.
You had
BB
to bring it up again. We had to get all sad
well,
again
no,
right
just,
before about that in the
I
show.
I didn't mean to do that. I just, you know, I saw
no,
this morning and I was.
I can honestly
it's
say,
something that I think we did need to talk about because he was fantastic.
I can honestly Absolutely. Say I heard Great. About it on Roscoe's House of Chips.
Well, unfortunately,
there
it's
you
not
go.
Like
here first, folks.
Breaking news on Roscoe's House of Chips, BB King is dead.
Terrible.
What did he die of?
Old age?
Well, you know, you get to 89. That.
Let's ask the Gauntlet of the Hydra. Just joking.
He's
no.
89 goddamn
I know he was 89,
years
but
old, man.
No. I'm not asking if he jumped out of an airplane and the chute didn't open.
No, you know, he had some problems. He had to, you know, he had health problems. I mean, yeah. It wasn't because of drug use or anything like that.
No,
he was
no.
Just,
and
he was just an
I,
old,
I
fat
figured
dude.
It was, I figured it was a health problem, but
yeah.
some, a
well,
lot
I
of
mean,
the times they're like, you know, Michael Jackson
he
died
fucking
because
lived
he
his life, man.
Fuck
yeah.
Yeah, he did. I guess that's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's right. All
you look
fucking
like you're
matters.
Trying to like fart or shoot something out your ass.
He's trying to get comfortable.
And I notice how he's pointing it at the gauntlet here. Hell's yes.
The gauntlet of the Hydra. That's never going to get old for me, and I don't know why.
No. Oh, shit.
Thank you, Dylan, for giving us the greatest name for the newest character on our show. Oh, my God.
So our biggest fan, Sophie, needs to make sure that he knows that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Bong, 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 bong. What?
What?
I'm just playing Excitebike.
Oh. Okay. Well, I got to say thank you to Tyler.
Yes. Hey, you're welcome. Anytime.
Yeah. It's
anytime that I'm here.
You're on the show. Guaranteed.
Isn't on the show, no.
Now if we can get him to listen to the show. Do you listen to the show?
No.
No.
You motherfucker. I'll get the gauntlet back. Don't make me get the gauntlet
back.
To be
honest, he's one of those weird people that actually has, you know,
been
stuff to do with his time. Or
it's only an hour a week.
Well, an hour and a half this week.
So what do you think, people? Should we we should be doing this at least three times a week.
Ooh.
Fuck your work. Mm. Fuck your jobs. Mm. I'm just giving you
we'll
shit.
We'll get it all squared away.
I think I think dove. I've had a little too much to drink, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm going to start talking about
go ahead, say it,
how
say
gay,
it,
how
say
not
it.
Gay I am.
Say
I think Dave brings up a good point.
Yes.
We should ask our listeners, do they want to hear more of us? Do they want
Well, fuck yeah, they want more of us.
Do they want two or three shows a week is what I'm
that
asking.
One, that best,
tell us.
That,
let us know.
That best week we had?
Yeah.
Was we had released like pretty much bam 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 like three just little tiny things and it was the best week ever.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
That's what we need to be doing. We need to be doing at least twice a week.
Twice a week.
Yep.
Well, let us know. We now have a webpage,
RoscoesHouseofChips.com. Yes.
You can go on there. It's all linked up to episodes. We're still currently building it, getting it straightened out. But
I'm working
all
on a blog
episodes,
that Jody here seems to not want to put on there.
Oh, I'm going to put it on there, goddammit.
Why no? But it's my job to give you as much
the gauntlet
shit
told
as
me to,
humanly possible.
The gauntlet told me to hold off.
Oh,
you
gauntlet.
Don't talk directly to the gauntlet. Get
do
real,
you?
Cody.
Do you even believe in the gauntlet, Cody?
Yeah, love it.
I am the gauntlet's prophet.
The gauntlet... No, you're
yes.
not.
The gauntlet
what are you
going to
start a fucking
a
church now? Let's, I'm going to ask the fucking gauntlet if you're his prophet. Okay, here we go. I'm going to talk to the gauntlet. Oh, great gauntlet, are you still there?
Yes. I told you, I come whenever you call me, goddammit.
Is
Cody, fucking open your ears and listen.
Is Cody your prophet?
Who the fuck is Cody?
Abso-fucking-lutely. See, I knew that guy was a lying little bitch. He said the gauntlet was a fucking... The gauntlet was a dick.
Hold on. Let me find this guy. What is his way? What does he look like?
He has an afro and he looks like a fucking chode. And he likes fucking redheaded women.
Is his nickname Chody?
Well, of course. He looks like
Fire
a chode.
Chaser. Okay, okay. Oh, that motherfucker? Okay, yeah. He'll be gone in like 24 hours.
He'll be
you
dead?
Know? Yeah, I gotta feel... I gotta fill out paperwork and shit. There's a lot of red tape. Don't worry about it. But he'll be gone.
But it's red tape for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That definitely red tape. He'll like it because he likes redheads.
Oh, this is definitely the guy then. Yeah.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
He actually dyes his pubes red.
So we're gonna have to talk to him when we get down back down
it's
to earth.
It's all in his file right here. I mean, I'm looking at.
How
it
many
right
times
now.
Does he masturbate per day?
Per day?
Yes.
I got an average of 5.432.
It's like pie. Like, it's like what are we talking about here? 5.432, does he just walk around like just flick it a couple of times, and is that considered the 0.32? No, tell me, Great Hydra.
Well, I want to jump in here really quick, because if you do it multiple times, you come less and less.
Yes, Dave.
So if you come to climb, or if you bring yourself to climax, but it's just more of a little...
like a cough?
That's not really a fully. So that's where you get into the points.
Yeah.
Is that true, Hydra?
Absolutely true.
Okay.
Because Dave's, I'm looking at Dave's average here, and he's actually 4.4367.
Yep.
And how often do I masturbate, oh great Hydra?
Is there enough paperwork for that?
Let me find your file. Fuck, what do you look like? It's all got pictures on the front. I gotta.
I know
Dave because he talks to me all the time.
Oh great Hydra, I look like Shrek.
Okay, yeah. You're right on top. I gotta add shit to your file all the time.
What kind of shit have you added to my file, Hydra?
Let me Let me flip to the back here.
Holy shit. You have used your own shit for lube. You sick fuck.
Well, of course I have. But you put it in the microwave for a few minutes, it just gets warmed right up, huh, Hydra?
Actually, that's kind of the best way if you want to experience anal. You get a mason jar and you shit into it.
We are some sick motherfuckers.
You warm up a bagel in the microwave, and you tape it to the top of the mason jar, and you just fuck the mason jar.
He basically just told us he's fucked a bagel.
I know all and see all.
Holy shit.
Oh, great, Hydra. It has been nice speaking with you this week.
Yes.
I hope you come back next week.
I hope so. I hear you guys are maybe talking about 2 episodes a week. Oh, to love that.
It's possible. And vidcasting.
Oh, yeah.
Can we bring you on the vidcast, oh, great Hydra?
Maybe. We'll see.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Wait. I didn't tell him your average. I finally got to the back of your file. I found it. Let's see here. This is the highest fucking average I've ever seen. 8.567235623895.
Well, because I haven't told you guys this, but I have a deformity. I have a little hand down by my penis that just constantly jerks off all day. That's what it does.
Is that like that little hand David Blaine uses when he's doing those magic tricks? Comes out and grabs the card? Because that's fucking badass.
I've never even fucking heard of that.
What the fuck?
Oh. Guys, look it up. You gotta have the internet, right?
The great Hydra, would you tell our guest here about Chody's cock deformity?
Oh, his fake one?
No, his real one.
Oh, his real deformity. Yeah, so his blood sac on the right side doesn't work. So when he gets a hard-on, it looks like Two-Face. Half of it's smooth and hard. The other half is limp and all squishy.
Really quick, I gotta bring in here, gentlemen, as we're eventually nearing a close, who gives a fuck? Rogan goes for 3 hours. I want to know, no bullshit, because honestly, I'm only at about 4. Now, I've asked this question before, you know, can you beat off as many times in one day as you are old? I have only made it, I think, to about 4 times in one day, maybe 5. What about you?
4 times.
4? Nice. And Suede?
I'm actually down in about the 3 range is all. Seriously.
A lifetime.
Okay, I'm looking at...
I mean, in your lifetime.
Yes.
You need to try harder.
And under nicknames, it has Weighty Poo.
Weighty Poo, ooh.
Yeah. So, we have to start calling him Weighty Poo.
Nice.
Yeah, Weighty Poo.
Okay. Anyway, Gauntlet, what about...
have 8 dicks.
What is Chody's average in one day?
Oh, Chody's average?
Throughout his lifetime.
Oh, his max. Hold on, I gotta find a specific date here. Fucking files, man. Holy shit. 16 times.
Lies.
No, this is what it says. This is all true.
So,
I think the gauntlet needs a lozenge, so I'm gonna have to talk to you guys later.
Okay. I am disappointed your dog has not given us any entertainment tonight.
Sorry. You know, it just happens that way. It's kind of like us.
Yeah. I son of a biscuit.
I think it's been a good one. I think it's been great.
It has.
It's been a fantastic. Again, thank you, Tyler, for
yes,
being here.
Yes, yes. Yes, thank you. Spank you.
I'm here for you guys.
Love it. All thank right. you, Dave. Dear
yes.
man.
That's me.
Thank you, Weighty Poo.
What the poo?
What the poo?
I have still got to risk like a pace horse. Jesus. Like I said, I don't even know if I'm going to make it to... I might have to make it to your closet.
There's an aquarium right behind you.
Done.
So, again, we have a website, roscoeshouseofchips.com. Find us on Facebook. We're on Twitter. If you go to our website, all our episodes are going to be there. Like I said, I'm currently updating it. And... Dave's blog will be on there shortly.
And you can see pictures of our handsome faces on the website.
That's right. And
wait, which one of you is handsome?
One of those two.
Yes.
So, thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you share.
Well, it's time to say goodbye to Roscoe's House of Chips. Hope you enjoyed.
fuck!